Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama, with financial advisor Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
As well as Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys and gals?
Well, I thought today, because we're about to approach a period that's very important every year for people who are making healthcare decisions. We're about to be into what's called the annual enrollment period for Medicare, where people who've been enrolled in Medicare have a choice to stay with the plans they're with, or that they can look at different plans. And it starts on October 15th and goes until December the 7th. If you're 65 and above, you can expect your mailbox, your phone, your email, and there'll be more television commercials than you can ever stand in the next 2 months or 45 days about choices for how you're going to spend or how you're going to use some of your healthcare dollars. Because most of us, you know, most of us, I'm 67, so I've been using Medicare for 2 years, and I think Medicare is fine. Medicare is something that everyone that's 65 should sign up for. For some people, there's no cost for some parts of it. The other part of it, there are some costs, and we're going to talk about those today and talk about the differences, because Medicare is something that for most of us, as we turn 65, this is where we're going to turn for the majority of our health care needs. When we sign up for Medicare, there are several parts to Medicare, and we have people come in all the time and say, Medicare just seems so complicated, and it's like anything else. If you deal with it every day, it's not really as complicated as you think. And if you don't deal with it every day, it is pretty complicated. I couldn't work on an engine if I had to. But you go into a mechanic and they say, oh yeah, here's the problem, here's what you need. So we're going to talk about some of the Medicare basics. We're going to talk about some of the ways that you can use Medicare, and then some important dates. So here's something important. Healthcare in our retirement is going to be one of the largest cost of retirement. The only thing larger in retirement as cost-wise than healthcare is your housing experience or your housing expense. When we look at the average of costs for people that are retiring, we'll spend about 12.5% on our money on food. We'll spend about 34% on housing. We'll spend about 15% on transportation, and almost 14% on healthcare. And healthcare is something that is not cheap. In a CMS survey about a year ago in 2019, two years ago now, Medicare was, the CMS is projecting that our annual growth in healthcare expenses will average about 5.4%. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but this study was done in 2019, and let's say we're starting in 2019 and something that you're buying in 2019 cost you $100. Well, if it's averaging a 5% increase per year, by the time we're 2025, what was costing you $100 in 2025 is costing you $137 and change. By the time we get to 2028, what was costing you $100 in 2019 is going to cost you about $160. And this is per 100. So healthcare expenses are something that we really have to focus in when we retire, because it's not free, it's not cheap, and depending on how well we've taken care of ourselves in our younger years, we're going to have much more of an expense as we move into our retirement years and start having to pay for health care. Medicare is where most of us are going to get our health care.
Well, Gary, what is Medicare?
Well, Medicare is the largest health insurance program, and it's offered by the U.S. government. It serves more than 61 million people. It's run by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and it's part of the Department of Health and Human Services. It's divided into three parts. We have Parts A and B, which are Original Medicare. We have Part C, which is Medicare Advantage, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes. And we have Part D, which is prescription drug coverage. Traditionally, people have gotten their Medicare offered by the federal government with Parts A and B. Part A covers your hospital expenses, your skilled nursing facility expenses, some hospice expenses, and some home health care expenses. Part B covers your doctor's appointments, your outpatient surgery care, your occupational and physical care, and some therapies. And when you look at the cost of these, Part A, most of us have been paying for through our payroll deductions while we've been working. So Part A, for most of us that have been working all our life, does not have a cost. Part B cost us on average about $148 a month.
This is complicated. A, B, C, D. Some's free, some you pay for. There's a supplement. So that's why we encourage you, our radio program listeners, to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne for a complimentary consultation, whether it's a portfolio review for your retirement or it's questions about this open enrollment and Medicare. Pick up the phone, even if it's on the weekend, and call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And, Laurie, it does seem complicated, but basically it's four parts. Part A, your hospital benefits that you've been paying for all your life. So nothing is free. Part B is an optional part where if you're still working and you're 65, you don't have to sign up for Part B if you have private insurance. Part C is a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, which takes care of some of the costs that Medicare doesn't cover. And Part D is a drug prescription plan, which now you're required to have, even if you just take an aspirin occasionally. When you turn 65, you are required to have a prescription drug plan, whether you take anything or not. And don't worry, some of them are as cheap as $7 to $8 a month. They can be more expensive. Sometimes they're included in the regular plan. So
what about if you decide to draw early Social Security, say at 62, then does the Medicare and all that kick in as well?
Only if you're disabled. If you're disabled and are receiving Social Security benefits before the age of 65, you will automatically be enrolled in Medicare.
Okay.
But if you're not receiving disability benefits from Social Security, you can start signing up for Medicare when you're 65.
Okay, thank you.
You have 3 months before your 65th birthday that you can sign up. You have 3 months after your 65th birthday you can sign up, or you can sign up on your 65th birthday. And whenever you sign up, it takes effect on the first day of the month that you turn 65. And within there, you have some choices. If you want just regular traditional Medicare, which is Part A and Part B, you're welcome to just live with that alone, and you'll be responsible for copays, for deductibles, generally about 20% of the cost. So most people elect to have some sort of an optional insurance, either a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, to take care of the other 20% that Medicare doesn't cover.
Well, Gary, what's the difference if I wanted to switch from an original Medicare plan to a Medicare Advantage or vice versa? What are the benefits of doing that?
Well, the benefit is that you're going to cover more of the cost through an insurance program than covering them out of your own pocket. There's two ways to do that. A lot of people traditionally have used a Medicare supplement, and a Medicare supplement is a private insurance plan that is offered to help you cover some of the cost of Part B that and Part A that are not covered by the original Medicare. A Medicare supplement has a monthly fee. Sometimes that's as high as $100 to $200 a month. And as you age, that cost goes up based on your age. But when you use a supplement plan, you can visit any doctor anywhere that takes Medicare and you'll be covered. Now, if you want a little bit different type of coverage, you can use, instead of a Medicare supplement, you can use a Medicare Advantage plan. Medicare Advantage encompasses all the parts of Medicare for you, and it's purchased through a private insurance company. They have different costs for these plans. Some of the Medicare Advantage plans have a zero monthly cost, but if you participate in one of those, you generally have a panel of doctors that you can pick from. If you have a doctor that's not on that panel, you can't go to them.
You're listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. If you have any questions, please call, or if you'd like to set up an appointment for a complimentary consultation. The numbers are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Toll free if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Don't forget the website.
Ask Jim Byrd, that's byrd.com. We have some information about some of the Medicare plans, not plans, Medicare information on our website, but we do have a very nice guide called Understanding Medicare. And if you're listening to the show, call our office. I can email you a copy of this, or you can stop by and pick up a copy of it.
Okay.
And it describes all the portions of Medicare that we're talking about today. Because you do have choices, and the choices you make affect the cost that you incur when you're retired. So when we're planning a retirement program, this is one of the key things we look at. Healthcare is going to be one of our largest costs as we age, especially depending on how we've taken care of ourselves in the early years.
And the wrong choice can cost you.
Well, yeah. Even if you're healthy, Medicare, you know, your Part B, for most people, the standard cost of Part B is $148 a month. That's per person. That covers your outpatient surgery visits, your doctor's office visits, some other things. But if, depending on your income, it's more than $148 a month. If you're single and you make over $111,000 a year, your premium's $207 a year, a month. So this is a cost you really have to take a look at. And then when you start factoring in the cost of prescription drugs, I don't know if you've had a prescription filled lately that's not covered by insurance, but it's not cheap. And so this is one of the ways that we help a person that is getting ready to retire. We help them look at the income they're going to need, because we say on this show all the time, if you don't have some additional guaranteed income in addition to Medicare, you might be looking at having to change your lifestyle. And nobody wants to change their lifestyle. We have an idea of what retirement should look like. And our job is to help you find a way to have enough funds so that when you pull that lever and decide to retire, you can enjoy the retirement that you're envisioning, not the one that someone else is dictating to you. So Medicare is just a part of that. When you look at when you look at a supplement, Medicare supplements are going to include some basic parts of healthcare. And when you look at a Medicare supplement, I don't care which company you're looking at, they all have to offer exactly the same benefits. And that's That's because Medicare supplements are regulated. If you're looking at a Medicare Advantage plan, Medicare Advantage plans are run by private insurance companies, just like Medicare supplements, but they have a little more latitude in offering you additional benefits. If you've seen television lately, you've probably seen actors and football players talk about, oh, I can get dental and vision coverage, and that's true. In a Medicare supplement, you generally don't have any insurance or any funds that will help pay for vision or dental care. In a Medicare Advantage plan, you generally have a benefit that will pay for some dental care. It'll pay for some vision care. It'll pay for hearing care. I know I get kidded about maybe not hearing things all the time, and so when I need it, my Medicare Advantage plan is going to have a benefit there if I need to go look at hearing aids. So it's just part of planning a holistic retirement plan. You know, you can't just look at retirement and say, well, I've got Social Security. I've got enough money. I know Social Security is going to last me the rest of my life. Right now, you know, we're a little nervous about a budget being passed or a resolution being passed to allow the government to keep borrowing.
Well, Gary, I think you've kind of said a whole lot in the very beginning here, but what it really sounds like is when it comes to Medicare, you know, there is a lot to understand, even in the basics, that might be challenging for some people that are new to Medicare. And even if you're experienced in Medicare, you might still have coverage about, you know, questions about your coverage, especially how the costs relate to you. I think some of the older individuals that are in Medicare already, you know that you're not really locked into the plan that you're in that could be costing higher premiums. So I think it's really right now would be very beneficial to take advantage of the open enrollment that starts October the 15th, correct?
It's annual enrollment, and yes, it starts October the 15th and goes through December the 7th. And yes, you should compare plans every year. We're getting calls right now from clients whose doctors are not participating in the plan that they were in last year. So their choice is to go see a different doctor that maybe they don't know, or look for a plan where their doctor is covered in that plan. And you need someone that can help you navigate that, that can look at all the different plans in the area. There's virtually not a company that we can't look at and compare to other companies to see what the benefits are and what the costs are. And actually, those costs vary pretty widely. They vary from zero. You know, there are quite a few Medicare Advantage plans out here where their monthly premium is zero. Now, the difference between an Advantage plan and a supplement is a supplement, you don't pay a copay when you go see a doctor. But if you're an Advantage plan, you may pay a small copay to go visit your doctor. So for people that may not be, for people that are in good health, they're probably better off with a Medicare Advantage because they don't see a doctor very often, so they're going to pay a small copay each time they visit a doctor. If you visit a doctor quite a few times a year, you're probably better off with a Medicare supplement, which gives you a guaranteed amount that you know you're going to pay every month.
If you need a complimentary consultation to meet with Gary Garner and the staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne about this or really anything in your retirement, simply pick up the phone and call or write this number down. And Daphne, it's a local call at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Toll free if you need it is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And the website, AskJimBird.com.
AskJimBird.com, BYRD. So if you have questions about Medicare, call and let us send you our Understanding Medicare Guide. We also have a Wellness Retirement Planner, which can help you look at some of the questions you should be asking yourselves if you're getting ready to sign up for Medicare or if you're already in Medicare. Unfortunately, it's not free. And as I said earlier, the cost of all this care is going to be going up over the next few years. So having a chance to look at it every year and making sure that you're getting the most benefits at the most reasonable cost. One ray of sunshine this year, if you're diabetic and you're on insulin, there are new programs within some of these plans which reduce your cost for insulin. And that's a big deal for people who are taking insulin or taking diabetic medicine. That has changed this year in the 2022 plans. We're able to look at those plans now and start talking to people and sharing what the new plans will do for them and compare those to the old plans. So this is something you really, really need to do at least every 2 years. We run into people all the time that say, I've been using the same thing for the last 8 years and never looked at it. You need to go in, and if you don't talk to us, talk to the agent that puts you in the plan you're in and do some comparisons, because these plans do change every year. And like I say, when we're talking about costs are important. If our costs are going to raise or increase on average about 5% a year, that's a number we've got to manage in retirement.
It's important, especially right now, because there are things that perhaps, even though if you don't want to make any changes in your plan because you're with a great one and it's taking care of you, but perhaps maybe if you're considering having your Medicare or Medicare Advantage plans reviewed, maybe these are some of the questions that you could ask yourself that might help you make the decision whether or not you'd like to review, such as, has your health changed in some way?
Right.
Or do I need the additional benefits that I've had this past year to roll over into 2022? Have I had the same plan for such a long time that I might be missing out on something that could help me? And also, have my financial needs changed? So these are some important questions maybe that you can ask yourself in whether or not you want to stay with where you are, or if you want to make that change to your Medicare for 2022, because I think maybe one of the worst things that could happen is that you miss something and, you know, you're rolling over with the same thing. Now, Gary, you talked a lot about how the open enrollment for regular Medicare is October the 15th through December the 7th, but if I wanted to look at my Advantage open enrollment period, isn't that a different date?
Well, you have an open enrollment for Advantage plans from January to March. Right now, the period we're in is called annual election period, so you actually have two chances to change or move out of original Medicare into a Medicare Advantage plan, or back from a Medicare Advantage plan back to a supplement or original Medicare. This time period we're in right now, you have the most choices during October 15th through December 7th. So anybody can look at any of your plans. Now, some people are only licensed to talk about supplements. So if you're talking to someone and if they're not talking to you about supplements, it might be that they've not taken the training to be able to talk to you about a Medicare Advantage plan.
And so we encourage you to contact Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne if you'd like to learn more or take advantage of a complimentary consultation, or perhaps seats to an upcoming seminar. Call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And, of course, we can always say go to our website, askjimbird.com. And you know, we're talking about people on Medicare, but here's something even as important. If you're planning for retirement, if you're looking out 4, 5, or 6, 7 years and getting things lined up to retire, you really need to consider what your health care costs are going to be. One of the things that happens to almost everybody when they retire is generally you lose your company-provided health insurance. And in some cases, some companies will allow you to stay on that insurance even after you're 65. And for some people, that's the right thing to do. We see couples all the time in the office where one couple is retiring and the other couple has been on their private insurance for years. Part of their dilemma is they've got to go out in the marketplace and buy individual health insurance. And that's really expensive because only one person can go on Medicare. Well, two people can go on Medicare as long as they're 65 or disabled. But if one of you is 65 and the other is 5 years younger, you've got to provide for health care for 5 years until that other person is eligible for Medicare. And, you know, people wonder whether Medicare is as good as other insurance. I can tell you from personal experience, I have no problems with Medicare. I have a Medicare Advantage plan. I've looked at supplements, and the Medicare Advantage plan fit my needs better. But just because it fits my needs doesn't mean that it's going to fit your needs. Some people are really better off with a Medicare supplement plan. And here's one thing I've seen on television. If you've seen some of the advertisements, and they're talking about the give back benefit, that is something that is real. It may not be as large as they may want to make you think it is, but there are some plans which actually do include an allowance that will help cover part of your Part B premiums. I'm going to tell you right now, it usually is not a lot, but there are other special plans for people who have more needs because of low income. So don't be shy just because you may not have earned a lot of money. You can still have Medicare, and it can still be very affordable for you. And we'll help you look at that, because you need someone that's familiar with it, just like putting a financial plan together. You know, we put financial plans together for people who are trying to sit down and say, well, this is what I want to do in retirement. Some people want to work in retirement, and that's just fine. Some people don't. Some people have a whole different view of retirement than others, and we're here to help you look at whatever that plan is.
Very good. Thank you so much. Financial advisor Gary Garner, as well as Director of Operations Vicki Miller with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy. If you'd like to call for more information, a complimentary consultation, or seats to an upcoming seminar, the numbers are 625-1226, 625-1226, or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors Excel Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors Excel is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.